I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. It's now the preferred document service provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today. Call 216-485-2000. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, and the Dog Bowl and Berea going to the hotline now, the Ohio Business Machines hotline. Vic Tafer, Raiders beat writer from the San Francisco Chronicle, joins us to talk now about the rumored new offensive coordinator of the Browns, John DeFilippo. Vic, what were your impressions of DeFilippo as the quarterback coach of the Raiders?
I think Flip did a good job. I think he had some challenges. I think 2 years ago, they had Butler and Matt Flynn who kind of bombed out and had to train Terrell Pryor kind of on the run. But last year, they had Derek Carr who played all 16 games. I think Flip did a nice job along with Greg Olsen as far as bringing Carr along.
Now, Vic, the one thing that, of course, you know, Nathan and myself has been speculating about as the announcement came out earlier today, all radio show, is the type of scheme that we can expect him to run. What had he done? Multiple sets, and what can we expect of him here in Cleveland?
Yeah, I think it'll be multiple. I think he'll. I think he's good at trying to fit the offense around the player. So obviously, Manziel's a big question mark there if he's the guy going forward. And I think some things to deal with Carr you can do with Manziel as far as, you know, working on his footwork and getting him to make the reads a little faster and they can throw him a run but not actually get out and run. So I think I'll wait and see what Manziel can do and then sit around, you know, the offense around him.
We've read in some places that it might be a little bit of a vertical passing game and power running. Is that kind of is that what you kind of see his base being for an offense?
It's hard to look at what he did the last couple of years because they didn't have any deep threats on the Raiders. So I think he's a little handcuffed by some of the players in the roster. James Jones was our number one guy last year. It wasn't much of a deep threat or a guy to make guys miss. So I think obviously the receivers in Cleveland are better than the ones in the Raiders. So I think that's exciting for Flip as far as being able to stretch the field a little more than he was able to in Oakland.
One concern here, just because of the high turnover rate, and I know it's high there in Oakland as well, that the Cleveland has had both at head coach, general manager, and, of course, offensive coordinator. Is DeFilippo a kind of guy that's going to be here for 2, 3, 4 years, you know, maybe hit that 40-year mark, you know, resurge this offense, and then potentially be a head coaching candidate, you know, in a few years from now?
Yeah, I think Flip's definitely, you know, he's a fast up-and-comer. Obviously, so much depends on the quarterback position, whether or not they're Superman Zell or bring somebody else in. So I think that's going to be, you know, a long way of determining what Flip does in the future. So I know he's excited about the opportunity. I know he's going to make it work with Manziel. That's the guy that they have him work with.
What do you think he did best working with Derek Carr?
Well, Derek came out, you know, Fresno State, a lot of concerns about him being able to fit in right away. And the offense at Fresno State was a spread offense, and his throws were mostly quick. You know, just hike the ball and get it out to the guy in the flat as fast as possible. So that doesn't really work in the NFL. So you had to kind of work on Carr's footwork and kind of get him to look at more reads down the field. So just kind of adapting him from the college game to the pro game, which I think Manziel also will need. So I think that's a good probably the reason why he got the job.
And I know DeFilippo had to deal with a kind of a murky situation there at running back last year in Oakland with Jones, Drew, and McFadden, and so on and so forth. Here, we've got two young up-and-coming running backs in Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell. Is the run game and the way Coach Pettine wants to play these football games that something that John DeFilippo can fit into?
Yeah, I think you see the last 6 games the Raiders had last year. They finally went to a favorite somewhere. They got like 440 yards in the last 6 games, and definitely the run ratio to pass ratio is definitely finally where they want it to be as far as being even or pretty close to even. So I think obviously Jones didn't work out, and McFadden's not what he used to be. So I think it took them a while to make the switch to Murray. Once they did, you saw how the offense, where they had envisioned in the first place.
Personality-wise, since this will be our first exposure to Flip, what does he bring to the table in terms of, you know, how he's going to interact with players, interact with the media, et cetera?
Yeah, players and media love him. He's a young, energetic guy, always smiling, looks on the bright side, which you have to do if you're on the Raiders, always looking on the bright side. Things obviously haven't been great the last couple of years, but I think he's fired up. I think he's again, the key thing for him is being Manziel. I'm not sure what the plans are with Manziel, but I think he's good young guys, good young quarterbacks, giving them some confidence and getting them to feel like they're ready to make a difference. So I think that'll be his key thing if Manziel's there next year.
Did you feel like Derek Carr really enjoyed the opportunity to work with him?
He did. I know he did. I know both Flip and Olsen got along well with Carr. I think he definitely enjoyed the process. And you know, in training camp, the main thing was his footwork. He had a hitch in his step. That had to kind of fix his footwork. The things he did for the quick turn and fire, and the Fresno State's not going to work in the NFL. So they definitely reshaped his whole footwork in camp quickly. And actually, he was able to start from week one.
Vic, thank you very much for the time. Appreciate that as we try to gather information and get ready to meet the new offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, John DeFilippo. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. That was Vic Tafer, a Raiders beat writer from the San Francisco Chronicle. Sounds very positive. And all the reports out of Oakland from people who have worked with him, writers seem to be very positive on the guy they all call Flip. So hopefully, that positivity will continue here to Cleveland, where it is tough to get people to be positive about
it. It definitely is. But the one thing that I take from that interview is, the number of times that Vic mentioned Johnny Manziel and if he is that guy.
Yep.
Yes, we now have our offensive coordinator potentially, once it's announced officially by the Cleveland Browns. But then I think his, first note of business is to clear up that quarterback position and have a decisive plan. Is it Johnny Manziel? Is it the Carson Palmer name that we've seen thrown out there today? Is it someone through the draft? Is it, Mark Sanchez, who he has a history with? So that is something that needs to be defined, because I'm sure that will be a telling tale for how he built his plan here in Cleveland.
No question about it. When we come back in the hour number two, we're going to get into this deflate gate. We'll also talk American Sniper, which you saw last night, Matt. And so we will go ahead and get into all those things. But deflate gate, do you guys care? Do you think it mattered in this game? Are we making a big deal out of this just because it's the Patriots? For example, if it was another team, would anybody be talking about it? Or is it because the Patriots? And there have been some questions about what they have done, obviously, on the legal side of things. Then also, if you're Roger Goodell, what punishment are you handing out to the Patriots for this deflate gate? Let us know, 216-578-0850, and we'll hear from a former member of the Patriots, Gerard Cherry. We'll dial him up again at 2:30 p.m. today. And also, it is Mailbag Wednesday. So tweet us, @Browns_daily, @NathanZagura, @MattWilhelm57. Use the hashtag mailbag. Get all your Browns questions in, and we will answer those on the air here in our second hour when we come back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.